Union County, Gaston County, and Iredell-Statesville schools have joined CMS in canceling or restricting field trips to slow the spread of COVID-19. WFAE's Andos Helms reports on what it means for families.
Amanda Rusmussell says Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools did the right thing by pulling the plug on field trips, even though she has already paid $345 for her son to go on an eighth grade class trip to the Outer Banks in May.
I think just as parents, we have to be patient and let them figure this out and know that they're going to advocate for us. I do hope that we get the money back.
She's among a growing number of parents trying to figure out what it means to have field trips canceled for an indefinite period as the novel coronavirus spreads around the world and school systems wrestle with how to fight its spread. CMS and Union County schools announced bans on field trips Tuesday, and Iredell-Statesville schools joined the list Wednesday. Union and ISS are still allowing in-county outings, but CMS Superintendent Ernest Winston said even local field trips are out until further notice. The exception, for now, is for sports and other school-sponsored competitions.
We certainly understand and respect the fact that for many families, this may create a hardship, and we'll certainly work with all families and vendors at the appropriate time.
Students from Charlotte's Piedmont Middle School boarded a plane for a New York City trip Tuesday morning and were summoned back that afternoon without ever leaving the airport. Winston spoke for less than 3 minutes at Tuesday night's school board meeting, then huddled with staff and reporters afterward to clarify what was happening. He said the situation is changing fast, and added that the status of sports and other competitions could change based on advice from the North Carolina High School Athletic Association, health officials, and other superintendents. He had banned international school-related travel last week. Spring is the time when many schools hold out-of-state trips and year-end outings, and when all sorts of regional, state, and national competitions bring students together. None of the districts are setting a time frame on travel bans because everyone's watching to see how COVID-19 spreads. Here's Winston's thinking.
I wanted to ultimately err on the side of caution. I am not willing to risk the safety of our students and our staff.
Gaston County Schools announced today that it's canceling out-of-state, international, and overnight field trips while allowing in-county events and reviewing trips to other North Carolina counties. School systems in Catawba County and Rock Hill, Fort Mill, and York County, South Carolina, say they're reviewing trips on a case-by-case basis, but not issuing across-the-board bans. Kate Uslin, who has 5th and 8th graders in CMS, has been trying to figure out what the ban means for her family. She had decided not to pay $500 for her 8th grader to go to Washington, D.C., but
just over the next month and a half, my two kids combined have such a long list of trips planned.
She's still piecing together from their schools and news reports what's on and what's off.
So next weekend is the North Carolina State Odyssey of the Mind tournament in Greensboro. There's a CMS chess tournament that has been canceled. Tomorrow there's an orchestra competition in Winston-Salem, I believe.
Her fifth grader is also slated to visit the Jewish Community Center and Discovery Place in Charlotte.
And then a trip to visit the middle school he's supposed to attend. And then both kids also have trips to Carowinds in the next month or month and a half.
Yeah, imagine that kind of scheduling playing out in tens of thousands of homes around the region, and you get the idea of what families and schools are grappling with. Uslin says she's willing to be patient.
Well, I certainly don't envy them. I think it's new to everyone.
Of course, the toughest decision is ultimately whether to close schools. Education Week reports that as of midday Wednesday, more than 1,200 schools in hard-hit areas of the United States have closed or announced closings, affecting more than 850,000 students. So far, no coronavirus cases have been reported in the Charlotte region. Winston says CMS schools will remain open unless there's a confirmed case among staff or students. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.